All right, welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, the number one movie in the nation is Now You See Me, Now You Don't, the third installment in the Now You See Me series. And I'm very excited to welcome in my guest who is part of that franchise and does return in Now You See Me, Now You Don't, and that is the very accomplished actress Lizzie Caplan. And if you haven't seen Now You See Me, you might recognize her from Mean Girls, Freaks and Geeks, Masters of Sex, and a handful of other projects. And Lizzie, let's start there. There's been a lot of fan excitement over the return of your character in Now You See Me, Now You Don't. You weren't in any of the trailers, so people were very disappointed. How has the fan reaction been to your return to the franchise?
I heard that from different test audiences that they were excited. The first time I saw it with an audience was actually at the premiere. And it was exactly what I had hoped for. It felt like a big surprise to people. It's just such a fun reveal for the character. It was a priority to kind of keep that experience intact for at least the first weekend's audiences.
Now, I know you've talked about how you're not really on social media, but a surprise like that, where in the trailers, you're clearly not there, so people were expecting you to not appear. In 2025, how difficult was it, not just for you, but for the rest of the cast, the rest of the team, everybody involved with the movie, to keep a secret like, hey, yeah, actually, Lizzie is in the film? How hard was that?
It was. I've seen some clips of them messing it up, my beloved fellow cast members, but everybody understood the assignment in terms of like the journalists and stuff. So they were really good at keeping it under wraps. I guess not being on social media made it easy for me because I never had to avoid direct questions about it.
I love that. And for you, what is it like going back to a character and a film 10 years later? It feels like that's quite, I know, you know, time moves differently in Hollywood, but 10 years is a long time no matter how you look at it. What was it like returning to your character for Now You See Me, Now You Don't, 10 years after the second one?
I mean, such a blast. Truly, truly such a blast. I hope that we don't have to wait another 10 years before we get to make another one. They are the most fun films to make. It's the best job. I love my castmates so much. It was so fun. It feels like a adventure. We go to these, like, you know, really random far-flung locations, and it's a dream job. I will make them forever. But yeah, you're right. I think time does move differently in Hollywood, but this one is important personally because we shot the second one in London. That's where I met my husband 10 years later. We're shooting the next one. We have a kid. Like, it's all kind of, it turns up the nostalgia knob for me, for sure.
I love that. And you mentioned how much fun you have with the cast. You've worked with, not just on the Now You See Me 2, but you've worked with Jesse Eisenberg a bunch. You've worked with Dave Franco a handful of times, too. And magic is inherently fun. It's designed to, you know, entertain audiences. So for all of you, especially you, since you're the one I'm talking with, how difficult was it to actually get things done at times on set between the camaraderie that you have with your castmates, the fun you have, and then you throw in the fun of doing magic effects and whatnot?
I mean, honestly, the directors of these films, the second one was John Chu, this one is Ruben Fleischer. They deserve, like, awards for wrangling this unruly crowd. I do not know how they carve a movie out of, like, these people, when you put them together, it is pure pandemonium. So the fact that they're able to make a complicated movie like this make sense is like is a miracle. It's very hard to get anything done with all of us together.
And you know, we talk about your reuniting with the Four Horsemen in Now You See Me, Now You Don't. You actually bring in some new blood, some fresh faces, some new horsemen to help out with the shenanigans that you all get into. What was it like kind of folding in some new blood into what you all have as a pretty established group?
It was actually great. You never know if these kind of passing the torch ideas will land when people seem to have affinity for the original cast. But this, to me, really, really worked. It feels like it's working for everybody. And part of that is the three kids that they brought in, Justice and Dom and Ariana, are all so talented and so cool. They really just seamlessly folded in with the rest of us, both on screen and off. They just fit in so well. So I think it really works for this one.
We're speaking with Lizzie Kaplan. You can catch her in the brand new film. It's out now. Now You See Me, Now You Don't, the third film in the Now You See Me series. And Lizzie, I was talking with Jonathan Bennett just a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about some of his Hallmark projects, and we talked a little bit about Mean Girls. Obviously, you played Janice Ian in that movie. And one of the things that stuck out to me is, no, we were a brunch. I asked him, you know, did you expect Mean Girls to blow up and become this piece of pop culture like it has? And he said, no, for the most part, we were a bunch of fresh young faces on the SNL movie. So for you, Mean Girls become a huge pop culture hit. You were also part of Freaks and Geeks for the once. It was only on for one season back in the late 90s, but that's become a cult hit that has launched a bunch of careers also. So for you, looking back on Mean Girls and Freaks and Geeks, what was that experience like for you? And did you have any idea that you were surrounded by such amazing talent, yourself included, that would go on to do so many great projects in Hollywood?
Man, I don't even think I thought too far ahead beyond thinking that Freaks and Geeks, you know, that was so long ago that it was a time when, like, any show people had at least heard of. It wasn't like the marketplaces now where there's 10 billion shows and I haven't even heard of half of them. So it felt like, oh, okay, this might be a big deal. It feels like these scripts are so strong, this cast is so amazing. So I probably was surprised that it was canceled. And then I could never have imagined the careers that were launched from that. I mean, everybody did at least an episode of that show, it feels like. And it's such an incredible thing to be able to say. That was my first job. I'm very proud that that was my first job. And then Mean Girls, yeah, I just knew that it was the funniest script I had ever read. But Jonathan's completely right. It was Tina Fey from SNL and Amy Poehler, and we're just like getting to mess around on there. Like, I don't think there was any way to predict what it would eventually become. But I guess what else do you need to predict that something's going to have legs other than a really great script and a really great, my castmates were all perfect in that film.
It truly were. We've got about a couple minutes left. I do know back in high school, you actually played soccer, and you were also obviously very much into acting and the performing arts. So, you know, now there's a bunch of media and a bunch of shows and movies where somebody navigates the challenges of high school by loving two very opposing things. But for you going through that, where at a time in high school is inherently cliquey. What was that like for you being a great athlete while also loving the stage?
I mean, I didn't go to a typical high school in that it was like the jocks were popular and the theater kids were geeks, and it really wasn't like that. I went to school in Los Angeles. It was a huge public LAUSD school, and the performing arts program that I went to that was within this larger 3,000 kid high school, it was just a bunch of weirdos who let their freak flags fly. It made you cool and popular the weirder you were, which I think is an unbelievably lucky place to find yourself for high school. And then soccer was just something I grew up doing. And some of the kids were in the music program. A lot of them weren't. And they still were the best soccer players I've ever seen. I mean, like non-professional soccer players. My team was incredible.
That is the voice of Lizzie Kaplan, star of television and film, and apparently the soccer pitch when she back in high school. You can see her in the new film, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, which is already the number one movie in the country. Lizzie, thank you so much for taking some time and joining me, and welcome back to the series. We're glad you're in the third film, and we'll be waiting for that fourth one.
Great, thanks, and thank you so much for letting me talk about soccer. It's been 25 years.
Glad I could give you that opportunity. Thank you so much, Lizzie.
Bye.
All right, that once again is the voice of Lizzie Kaplan. You can catch her along with Woody Harrelson, Isla Fisher, Jesse Eisenberg, Dave Franco, Morgan Freeman. The list goes on and on in Now You See Me, Now You Don't, which, as I said, is out in theaters now and is already the number one movie in the country. I'm Dominic Jimenez on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.